Good morning, White Wave Radio listeners. This is Reverend Urasaki, welcoming you to another edition of the Mo'ilili Hwanganji White Wave Radio program. This morning, I just want to share some thoughts with you about my ministry as a prison chaplain in the federal prison system. Many people ask me, Sensei, what do you do in the prison? And so I just want to share a glimpse of you, with you, of what I do. I've written an article some years ago for the Wheel of Dharma, the Buddhist Churches of America publication, and what I wanted to share with you, and it kind of summarizes what I do each day. Despite armed guards, gigantic fences topped with razor wire, and peers with a penchant for trouble, many men and women in prisons across the country are becoming interested in the teachings and practices of Buddhism while incarcerated. Currently, there are more than 2 million people incarcerated in the United States. And I'm glad to say that the majority are not Buddhist. In the federal prison system, there are over 200,000 inmates, and less than 1% of them identify themselves as Buddhist. Of that less than 1%, there are very few Hwanganji or Jodo Shinshu followers. Most come from different meditative traditions, Zen, Tibetan, some Soka Gakkai, Theravadin, and some are connected by the ethnic, cultural, and family traditions. Many inmates who have come or become quote-unquote converts are interested in the practice of meditation to help them deal with the living in prison. Where some people only see in inmates the worst that society has to offer, I see a continually growing sangha of human potential searching for a way to find peace, wisdom, and compassion in a place of cold walls, iron gates, and razor wire. My primary mission as a chaplain is to provide pastoral care and religious accommodation for all inmates, regardless of their faith. In other words, I'm not a Buddhist chaplain. I just do not minister only to the Buddhist inmates. I am there for everyone. So you could say I'm a chaplain that is a Buddhist. I become minister, teacher, counselor, and an advocate for the inmates. I have numerous opportunities to share the Buddha Dharma through worship services, study classes, personal counseling, and mentoring relationships with inmates. And this also goes with the prison staff. This important aspect incorporates areas of spiritual, moral, and emotional development for the incarcerated. Each day, chaplains are penetrating the darkness of prisons despite the challenges and dangers. Such a ministry can be intense and stressful, yet for those like me, whose karmic conditions are manifested in prison ministry, there is nothing more rewarding than to be a Zenji Shiki, a good friend, a fellow traveler, to those who are seeking for a path to follow. At the moment, I am the only Buddhist chaplain in the federal system. Once upon a time, Reverend Reynold Fujikawa was also a Buddhist chaplain as well. And as the only Buddhist chaplain, from time to time, I'm called upon to be a resource for the Buddhist faith in the Bureau of Prisons. I have also assisted the Hawaii State Prison System with some of their Buddhist issues as well. Chaplains play a vital role in keeping the institution running smoothly by being pastorally present, calming, and a stabilizing force when dealing with inmates and their families. I have on many occasions informed an inmate of the death or hospitalization of a loved one. On one occasion, I informed an inmate that her 5-year-old son had died in a car accident. As we grieved together, she asked me to pray for her and her son. And I did. I did not go through the theological exercise of, well, Buddhists don't pray, or let me get the Christian chaplain for you. Her need at that moment went beyond words and religion. She needed to be affirmed that infinite light and eternal life, that wisdom and compassion embraces all of us unconditionally. As I realize the great duty and responsibility of this ministry, I believe that we are seeing lives powerfully changed in prisons across the nation. Each day, chaplains walk with inmates, challenging them to live better lives and giving them the spiritual tools to do so. Isn't that the same challenge that our temple ministers are faced with? Using the same spiritual tools, as did Shakyamuni, the Seven Masters, Shinran, Renyo, and all of our ministers, our ministry must challenge those to live a true and real life, embraced by Amida's wisdom and compassion. I hope this gives you a glimpse of what I do as a prison chaplain. Again, I look forward to speaking with you again on the next White Way Radio program. And for all of you enjoying this wonderful Obon season in the summer, please take care and keep on dancing. Namu Amida Butsu.